This is Brandon Kelly, the host of Blue Wire's new podcast, Golden Goal.
Messi takes everybody on. Messi has got it!
From Lionel Messi to Marta to Pele, our show takes a deep dive into soccer superstars.
2-0, and he's... What a World Cup for Megan Rapinoe!
From Zlatan Ibrahimovic's brash confidence with the play to back it up, to Megan Rapinoe's heroic outspokenness and World Cup flair. Each episode examines a personality of the world's game. We'll dig into Maradona's Hand of God performance and subsequent downfall, the teenage trio at Dortmund that signaled the next generation of superstars, and that infamous headbutt that slung Zinedine Zidane from glory. Golden Goal, soccer stars and the moments that made them. Premiering this summer on Blue Wire.
You're listening to Vegas Nation. It's Monday, which means it's time for First and 10 with your host, Vinny Bonsignor.
What up, Raider Nation? Welcome back to Vegas Nation First and 10, your Monday go-to for Raider news and analysis. I'm Vinny Bonsignor. I cover the Raiders for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and we're going to be here with you every Monday to talk about everything under the sun as it relates to the Raiders. And you know the drill. If you need to get a hold of me, you can hit me up at Twitter, at Vinny Bonsignor, and also via email, vbonsignor@reviewjournal.com. We've got a lot to talk about this week. This is a huge week for the NFL, as we all know. They're trying to stay on course to start the season as regularly scheduled in September. It means they've got to get to training camp ASAP. Training camp, as of right now, is scheduled to start on July 28th for the Raiders and most other teams. But there's a lot of outstanding issues that need to be dealt with before then between the Players Association and the owners. We're going to get into all of that. Before we do, just want to let you know that we're presented by Favorshot.
Man, you got to get a cheat sheet or something.
Unless you were completely unplugged this weekend, and given everything that's going on in the world, I would not hold it against you or be surprised if you did. These are crazy times. It would have been nice just to kind of check out for a little while. But if you were paying attention, you probably saw Las Vegas Raiders owner Mark Davis come out pretty forcefully and vocally expressing some misgivings about the NFL and how we're going about getting the season started under the concerns of COVID-19. We're going to get into everything that Mark Davis expressed, everything from how fans are being treated throughout this process, whether they're going to be allowed to be at games or not. Some stadiums will have some fans. Other stadiums will not have fans. We're going to talk about his misgivings about maybe even starting the season. Are we doing the right thing? We're going to get into all of those things. But I got to say right off the bat, I really like outspoken Mark Davis. I think it's good for the NFL. I think it's good for Las Vegas. I think it's good for the Raiders organization that Mark Davis is taking a leadership role here throughout all this. Really the only owner that's speaking out publicly and expressing some concerns, whether it's backing the players or the fans. And you know, I think it's a good thing. And I think it shows that he's growing into his role as the face of the Raiders organization, as the owner of the Raiders organization. And I go back, it's something that I noticed happen with Mark going back to 2017 when they were completing the process of relocating from Oakland to Las Vegas, securing a stadium deal that was just a magnificent deal for the league and for the Raiders. And then also getting approval from his fellow NFL owners for a move from Oakland to Las Vegas. Think about it. Las Vegas, the NFL being in Las Vegas. 10 years ago, we would have never even thought that would have been a possibility. But yet here was Mark Davis telling the rest of the NFL, look, this is the right move. It's the right market. It's the right time. We're going to make this happen. We're going to manage all the implications of Las Vegas. This is the right thing to do. And he ultimately got the stadium deal in place and then also obviously got approval. And I wrote about at the time that in a lot of ways, by doing all of that, Mark Davis became a made man in the NFL. And, I kind of liken it to The Godfather. There's a scene in The Godfather, if you haven't seen that movie, or if you have, maybe you'll remember this. But there's a scene where Al Pacino's character, Michael Corleone, goes from the son of Vito Corleone, who's the Don of the Corleone family and the head, basically, of the five families in New York. He goes from being his son to literally the Don. And it happens in a scene where Vito Corleone is lying in a hospital bed after would-be assassins tried to whack him unsuccessfully. He survived. And now he's laying in a hospital recovering, and these assassins want to come over to the hospital and basically finish off the job. And as they roll up in this car armed with machine guns, who's standing outside the hospital on the hospital steps but Michael Corleone, standing guard, protecting his father. And as this car rolls up, they see Michael Corleone outside the hospital. They kind of take a peek, and then they roll past, and they move on. Vito Corleone survives. Michael Corleone protected his father. And if you watch that scene, there's a transformation physically in Al Pacino, the actor, and Michael Corleone, the character, in which he literally becomes the Don right then and there. He's no longer Michael Corleone, the son of Vito Corleone. He's Don Michael Corleone. And as I watched Mark Davis back in 2017, we were in Phoenix during the week when the Raiders were approved for their move to Las Vegas. And I would watch Mark Davis hobnobbing, huddling with the powers of the NFL, Roger Goodell, Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, Bob Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots. And it dawned on me that he was growing into his position as the owner of the NFL. And you think about it, he's the son of Al Davis, one of the most iconic figures in the NFL. Imagine succeeding your father, let alone it being Al Davis, as huge of a historical figure as he is. And that takes some time. You don't just step into that role. You have to grow into that role and evolve into that role. And I think Mark Davis really began that process throughout the process of moving his team from Oakland to Las Vegas and securing a great stadium deal and getting approval from the NFL. And so it's not a surprise to me that he's being vocal and forceful right now in expressing himself. And there's a lot of things that he's talking about. One is, hey, are we truly ready to make this happen, to keep the NFL season in line or online or on target, given everything that's going on with COVID-19? And he expressed that to ESPN and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and a bunch of other publications about how, hold on a second. You know, are we doing this prudently? Are we being safe? Is this the right thing to do? And he outlined a couple of different scenarios where, all right, maybe we just roll the dice and let the season unfold and see what happens. That seems a little scary to me, you know, given everything that's going on. He also expressed, hey, maybe we should push back the season, maybe to November, have a 12-game season rather than a 16-game season, give us a little bit more time to get a handle on COVID-19. Maybe that's the right thing to do. You knock out all of your non-conference games. In the Raiders' case, that would be games against the Atlanta Falcons, the Carolina Panthers, among two of the teams that they wouldn't play under that kind of a schedule. And his other alternative is maybe we just don't have the NFL season at all. Maybe we push the pause button right here, get a real handle on COVID-19, and regroup and come back in 2021. I don't know what the answers are. In my heart and my instincts, I think the NFL is going to forge ahead and move ahead. But I give Mark Davis credit for being the one owner in the NFL right now who's saying, hold on a second. Are we doing the right thing? And if we are going to move ahead with this, let's do this safely and prudently. And he's being vocal about it and being forceful about it in backing the player's safety, in backing the NFL fans, many of whom are going to be shut out of this season. We all know why. We all get it. But still, you know, the fact that that no one's really standing up for the fans except for Mark Davis, I think, is telling. And I think that what we're seeing is Mark Davis becoming the face of the Raiders and becoming more comfortable in his own skin and becoming not Al Davis, but Mark Davis, the owner of the Raiders.
They say a healthy gut means a healthy you. Favor apple cider vinegar shots bottle this feeling into the convenience of a 2-ounce shot. Better digestion, stronger immune system, and the lowering of blood sugar levels are all just some of the benefits to shooting a daily Favor shot. Their proprietary blends are raw and organic and mixed with other functional ingredients to create a better tasting experience. First-time shooters can go to drinkafavor.com.
All right, so we've been talking about Mark Davis kind of growing a little bit more comfortable as an NFL owner and as somebody that's comfortable with speaking out on behalf of the Raiders, the NFL, you know, how are we handling things? And I think that that's a really good thing, and it's a really good sign for the Raiders, for Mark Davis, and for the NFL. I think you need a dissenting voice. The Raiders have always been that dissenting voice, specifically his father, Al Davis. And it wasn't always the wrong thing. A lot of times, Al Davis was proven right, even though at the time, maybe it seemed controversial, or maybe it was going against the grain. But over the course of time, he was typically proven right. And I think Mark Davis is starting to ascend into that sort of a role. And he talked about, you know, maybe we're not doing the right thing by even starting the season, by even having the NFL season. That's one of the things that he expressed this weekend. But also, a lot of what he talked about was the fans and their participation in the NFL. And I talked to Mark Davis extensively about this a couple of weeks ago, and he's really passionate about this, about how, you know, look, there's a good chance there probably won't be fans in Las Vegas this year. And one of, and he just, it doesn't sit well with him. He gets it. He understands it. But you know, to really back the fans, what he's saying is, hey, if nobody can go to Raider games at Allegiant Stadium this year, I'm not going to go either. And his point is, you know, these fans in Las Vegas and other season ticket holders from outside the area, whether you're talking about Los Angeles or the Bay Area, that stuck with the Raiders and have stuck with the Raiders all, you know, through all these years, that want to be part of this journey, that bought season tickets, they also bought season seat license, which is basically a down payment on your season ticket. But also all of that money, no matter how much it is, whether it's in the hundreds of thousands or the lowest price point, it all goes to stadium construction costs. So the fact is that fans that bought season tickets to Raider games literally helped build that stadium. The way Mark Davis sees it is, if one fan isn't going to be able to come to the games, maybe no fans should be able to go to the games. He doesn't want one fan angry at him, let alone, you know, 65,000 fans angry at him. And he wants to be a part of that as far as, look, I'm going to stand with you. I'm not going to go to games either this year because he feels it just isn't right that, you know, if there's a, let's say there's a reduced number of fans, let's say 25,000 fans are allowed by the governor of Nevada and the state of Nevada. You can have 25,000 fans at games this year. That doesn't sit well with him because it means that, you know, more than 40,000 other fans won't be able to go to games this year. So in his mind, hey, maybe we should just push the pause button on any fans coming to games this year, including myself, so that we can have a right and proper debut for Allegiant Stadium the way everyone envisioned it, and a full house, a great atmosphere, the real Raiders home, the new Raiders home for the future, and do it the right way. And if we can't have that in 2020, maybe we should just hold off and do it in 2021.
Dr. Dre and Eminem. I'm going to get some of those albums, too.
All right, so we've been talking a lot about Mark Davis, and rightfully so, his misgivings about the start of the NFL season. You know, I think he's saying the right things, and I think he's... his heart is in the right place, and he's the one owner in the NFL that's really sticking his neck out there and saying what I think a lot of people are thinking: is this the right thing to do? You know, football isn't, this isn't baseball. It's not even really basketball. There's not going to be any bubble in the NFL. In baseball, you know, there's social distancing in baseball as it is. You have a third baseman, a shortstop, you know, a second baseman, a first baseman. Everybody's spread out, a pitcher, a catcher, a batter. You can naturally create social distancing in baseball, but you can't do that in a physical, tough, intimate sport like football, where guys are just crashing into each other, play after play after play. And in Mark Davis's mind is, hey, are we doing the right thing by even playing the games this year? Should we think about either condensing the season or just not having a season? And I think that, you know, like I said, my instincts are we're going to have a season. I think they're going to forge ahead, right or wrong, and just hope for the best. But it also wouldn't surprise me if maybe somebody heeded what Mark Davis is saying and saying, hey, look, maybe we delay it. Maybe we start the season in November, try to get a better handle on this. But as it is, rookies, Raider rookies, are scheduled to report tomorrow on Tuesday. And veterans are going to be coming in soon after. And training camp is going to start August 28th. But in addition to Mark Davis coming out and saying what he said this week, you heard a lot of chatter from NFL players themselves, and there was really a concerted effort this weekend by NFL players. They took to social media to express their misgivings about where all of this is headed. And keep in mind, no matter what happens this year, no matter how training camp plays out, when it starts, how many preseason games there are, how many regular season games there are, how many players are allowed in the building to start training camp, how everyone else is phased in after that, all of that, every last detail of training camp and the season, it all has to be agreed upon between owners and players. So nothing is going to happen until both sides agree on how it all plays out. So you probably noticed this week that players took to social media to express major, major misgivings about where things stand right now. Everything from the frequency of testing. Players want to be tested for COVID-19 every day. It looks like the owners want to spread that out a little bit. They're talking about how many preseason games. It looks like the latest NFL proposal is there's going to be one preseason game. But the players don't want any preseason games. They want to know what the plan is that's going to be in place if a player tests positive for COVID-19. Theoretically, when somebody tests positive, they get quarantined, but then you figure out who they've been around. Well, if you're a center in the NFL and you've been in a huddle, all day at practice and later find out that you've tested positive for COVID-19, what about everybody in the huddle? What about everyone that you were in a meeting room with? Do they have to be quarantined? So there's really no plan right now in place, at least an agreeable plan between the owners and Players Association to deal with that scenario. There's also money and finances, and this is a very big component of all of this. We all know that most likely either no fans are going to be at NFL games this year or a greatly reduced number of fans are going to be there. What does that mean? Well, that means that there's going to be a huge financial shortfall from this season to next season. And next season's salary cap is going to be predicated on the revenue that's generated this year. So whatever the salary cap is next year, it's going to represent the money that was made this year. And by all indications, that means there's going to be a massive hit on the 2021 salary cap. And players want a way to be able to smooth that out so they don't take that hit in one lump sum. They essentially want to borrow from future salary caps to be able to soften the blow and spread it out over a number of years rather than just 1 year. And that is something that's an outstanding issue right now that needs to be resolved before players come into training camp and report to training camp and we can get the season started. Now, a couple of observations. Before anyone freaks out about how far apart the players and owners seemingly are on all these details, keep in mind that this is a negotiation and we are at a deadline. In other words, we're kind of in the eye of the storm. And it's not unusual at this point of negotiations when we get to that deadline that one side or both sides comes out and tries to gain public favor or create their position or strengthen their position by currying public interest and public favor. So you're going to see that. You're going to see the players come out and say, this is what we want. This is what the NFL is doing wrong. You're going to see the NFL say, no, we're doing it right. You're going to see all of that. I wouldn't freak out about it because that's just how negotiations go. And I truly believe that at the end of the day, and sooner rather than later, and probably at some point this week, we're going to find out or it's going to be announced that the NFL and the Players Association have come together on a plan to move things forward. There's just too much money involved here for the players, for the owners, for details to interrupt this season or to stop this season or to cancel this season. I think it happens. It'll be interesting to see once it starts whether it lasts. I know the NFL is keeping an eye on baseball. I think that's the great litmus test for football. Earlier, we talked about how there's natural social distancing in baseball. But nevertheless, they're not in a bubble in Major League Baseball, much like the NFL isn't. They're going to be traveling in baseball, much like the NFL will be. So if baseball can pull this off, then keep your fingers crossed that the NFL can pull this off as well. But You're going to hear a lot over the next couple of days about how far apart the players are from the owners, and there's going to be rancor, and there's going to be a lot of social media posts about how bad things are and how things need to happen. Don't freak out. It's just negotiations. I think it gets done sooner rather than later.
Huddle up. Huddle up.
That's going to wrap up this week's episode of Vegas Nation First and 10. Thank you very much for listening, not just today, but all of our other podcasts that we've done so far. As always, I'll be back with another episode of Vegas Nation First and 10 next Monday. And let's hope that we're talking about the league and the players coming together on an agreement to get this season started safely and prudently and soundly. In the meantime, the rest of the Vegas Nation team has you covered with episodes on Wednesday and Friday. Be sure to tune in. I'm Vinny Bonsignor. I'll talk to you guys next week.